Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Crystal Quest Show with John Dennis Gobert and Happy Hara on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio, where we explore crystal energy, astrology, earth mysteries, metaphysics, ancient cultures, and spirituality. I am your co-host, Happy, and I'm here with our other co-host, John Dennis. Today, we are discussing using astrology as a relationship compatibility tool. So, John Dennis, you are an experienced astrologer. How do you use astrology for looking at relationships?
Well, like the most serious one, like if somebody's not just asking you a fast question, is like you do each person's chart and you put them together. You put one in the middle, the other around the edge, and then you flip the, you know, one person's the center of the universe, then you flip it, the other person's the center of the universe. And then you look at, you know, how they connect. But like a fast one is like you could just look at, I look at Venus's, you know, like what do people consider romantic? You know, so it depends on the sign. Like if you've got a Venus in Aries, you're going to think, wow, let's do an adventure date. Let's do zip line dating. You know, but if you have something like a Venus in Taurus, you're going to think, well, let's go to a really nice supper club. You know, so there's like, it depends on sort of like how much time you have to put into it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Venus is a good planet to look at when we're probably examining how people deal with love. What other planets are good for looking at relationships?
Well, actually, the sun and the moon are, and I mean, one of the interesting compatibility things is just if you have any planet at all at the same degree as somebody else, you have an instant connection. Whatever, you know, whether it's a romantic or a business thing, it doesn't matter. And then if you have your suns connected, that's great. Yeah, by exact, you know, like exactly connected, not just the same sign. And then if you have your sun connecting to that person's exact degree to the moon, especially if it's a dating, that's a really strong, strong connection. You wouldn't need an application to, like, take a second look. You go, oh, yeah, we get along so well.
Yeah, you know, that just reminds me, years ago, I was in Europe at a conference, and I was talking to this man who knew a lot about astrology, and I said, what sign are you? And he said, I'm a Gemini. I said, oh, I have a Gemini moon. He said, we should get married. So, you know.
Okay.
But he was a Gemini, so he's joking around, you know. But anyway, you know, but what he was saying is, like, you know, when you have that, like they say, the man has the sun in a sign, the woman has the moon in the same sign, that he was saying is like, well, that's like alchemically profound. Yeah, he even said it like that. This is alchemically profound, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, you know, what houses would you look for? You know, which houses would you look at in an astrological chart for compatibility?
Well, fifth house for romance, certainly, and for, you know, like fun and that sort of thing. And then if it has a future, you look at seven, right, which is partnerships in general. You know, but then there's all the kinds, like, how do you think about money? How do you think about religion? How do you think about spirituality? How do you think about health? You know, then you're looking at, you know, you add the other 12. I mean, that's how you get there.
Yeah, I remember, I don't know, I read this in an article once that couples, you know, the number one thing that couples argue about is money. And so I was even thinking before we went on air, thinking, well, you know, couples really need to look at the second house of money to see how compatible they are, since that's the thing that they argue about the most. So,
yeah, two and eight.
Yeah, 2 and 8. Because the 8th house represents shared resources, right?
Right, which is how good of a sharer are you?
And like buying houses together and making investments together. So, compatibility is so intricate and complex. Well, you know, speaking of complexity, who we have with us today is somebody who's been working on this from a really unique perspective. So Thomas Rutherford has been working on blending like compatibility and relationships using a unique blend of ancient astrology with modern app technology to deepen the online dating experience. To sort of introduce Thomas, he has degrees in both business and English literature, and he has a background primarily in business and finance. But in 2021, Thomas became the CEO and co-founder of Stars Align Incorporated, which offers an astrology-based mobile dating platform called Stars Align. Stars Align uses the art of astrology as a tool for practicing mindfulness, deriving compatibility with a non-divisive lens while building deeper connections. Thomas, we want to welcome you to the Crystal Quest Show.
Thank you so much. How are you guys doing today?
Yes, great. Good. So where are you calling in from today?
I have been in Paris for the week, so I've done a little bit of a art tour here in Paris for this week, and then we have Tech Week coming up in L.A. next week. We'll be back on Sunday.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, I just want to ask because Paris is, you know, for many is considered like a city of romance. So I think it's timely that you're calling in from a city of romance.
Yeah, I definitely feel that in Paris.
And art too, and all of that is very Venusian. To me, you know, Paris is a very Venusian city. We've been talking about Venus. You know, we look at Venus for, you know, romance and compatibility, and, you know, and Venus is about good food and good wine and beauty and the arts. And you're totally in a Venusian type city. So how timely. So tell us a little bit about Stars Align. Tell us about the app. Tell us how it works.
Yeah. First of all, so I started off, I was in a long-term relationship for most of my 20s, and we ended up breaking up when I was 27. And so when I, you know, got out of a long-term relationship, I really didn't know how to date or what to do. And so ended up going on Bumble. That was the first dating app that I used. And I just remember feeling, this is 2017, how broken the process seemed, and it didn't seem to engender any sort of trust in terms of, you know, bridging the gap between expectation and reality. And so, and there was an incentivization for people to kind of misrepresent themselves on their profiles. And so I was like, there has to be a better way. But it wasn't until 3 years later where I kind of found astrology's potential solution to that. And so I was in, this is around when the pandemic hit, and you know, the whole world was turned upside down. So I was in Tulum at the time and looking at the stars. I was with my cousin and a friend of his, and she actually had the idea. She was like, you know what would be great? And we were talking about astrology, and I was getting more interested in it, and I found it really fascinating. But she came up with the idea of bridging dating with astrology. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's a great idea. It's kind of the first question people ask when, you know, they meet each other. So it would, it would relate and resonate with a lot of people. So 3 months later, you know, I couldn't really stop thinking about it. And I called her up. I'm like, let's make this happen. So we, that was around the end of 2020. And we found a development team shortly after that, 2 months later. So February 2021, we started developing the app. And that first iteration was it was a result of many mistakes, but it was a really good learning experience. And, I mean, part of the initial challenges we had were we based a lot of the decision making off of intuition versus, you know, a little bit more due diligence, market research type approach, which now, you know, thankfully over about 4 years later, I've come to realize and understand that that's a better approach to build an app anyway. So, but yeah, so we came out with the first version in July of 2021. We got some quick results in terms of building out a user base, but, you know, the product wasn't there yet, so it wasn't sustainable. But what we did, we figured out an early algorithm, so we used Aspect, and that was kind of my, I did a lot of market research with different astrologers to figure out how to build an algorithm. And it was a challenge kind of putting the pieces together because, you know, I believe astrology to be somewhat of an art form given the many different perspectives that one can bring to their analysis of someone's birth chart. So it was interesting distilling all of the, you know, often subjectivity into something that was standardized. And I think we found an early solution to that, but, you know, each iteration of the app has been an advancement of that thinking. And the most recent one the house system that we use is whole sign houses, which gives us a little bit of ease on the coding side of things because you would have 30-degree house splits. So it's a little bit easier to create and draw up a birth chart on the back end. But yeah, so that was, you know, initially we did classes, and it's been an interesting learning experience overall.
Well, you know, I would think that you have learned a lot from this because you're learning about astrology, trying to use algorithms, and I think that's really an interesting process. I don't know how to even phrase this next question. Like, have you seen any, like since you've been working on this for a few years, have you seen any patterns? Like, have people, this is the right question. What is the effectiveness of this? Have people reported back to you saying that when using this app, this has helped them?
Yeah, I think that that's something that we're getting to. So, I mean, obviously for compatibility purposes, we derive at using the age-old method of synastry. And again, like the whole time, how some of the inputs that we have, we're actually using this recent, I don't know if we're going to sustain or continue with this model, but we've been using rulers of the first, fifth, and seventh for compatibility, and we give kind of values. We obviously, from an angle or aspect perspective, we use conjunct, opposition, square, sextile, trine, so kind of the five most important aspects. And then we're looking at orbs of 3 degrees. So we're trying to make it as astrologically accurate as possibly can. One of the challenges, I think, is how do you weight everything correctly? And that goes into, you know, what values you assign into the relative importance of a given aspect relative to another. So, you know, whether the sun conjunct sun within a given sign and house, or sign with a different house, you know, how is that weighed? So it's kind of an ongoing game of tinkering. And up to this point, we've had 35,000 downloads. So, you know, the most recent iteration that we came out with, we were like, you know what, this is not it. We're gonna start from scratch. I went through a couple different development agencies. Initially, we weren't able to find, you know, one that fit us. And then eventually, this is November of last year, found a CTO who was full stack to do the whole thing. And now we have two people working under him, so we have a team of three. So we can really build this ourselves from the ground up. We're doing away with a lot of technical debt. So to long story short, we don't have the necessary user feedback in terms of the actual success rate of like matches based on the high compatibility notion and the dating success rate after that. So it's to be continued, but we're continually tinkering with it and coming up with different models.
Okay, so say I just want to visualize this a little bit. So say, you know, two people meet each other and they put their data into the app and say that they're not really poor in compatibility. How would the app tell them that?
So we give a couple different ways. We give qualitative and quantitative feedback. So a score out of, I mean, typically you'll see nowadays, you know, apps have gotten, have embedded a little bit of astrology, dating apps at least have embedded a little bit of astrology into their platform. And some have even gone as far as giving quantitative feedback. So we give a score out of 100, and we'll break it down further. And we give content as well. So, and we're trying to give content, you know, as we're building out this newest version with our new development team, we're trying to display content or convey it in creative ways, so it's not so text heavy, using all the AI capabilities that we have now. But you know, it's more, I think, in terms of showing them that they're compatible. It's, I think, like John said, you know, there are a lot of different ways to cut the pie for compatibility. So it's more of a, we want to be more of a guide than this is your destiny type of messaging. And you know, we want to show strengths and weaknesses of their potential relationship and challenges that they could overcome together. And that's their decision whether they want to take on those challenges.
Yeah, I agree with that approach. When I've dealt with compatibility and astrology, I try to come at an approach of, like, honoring that connection and honoring that relationship. Yes, there are struggles, but sometimes the reason we might be in a relationship is to actually learn and grow from each other, even if it's not completely harmonic. So, yeah, I agree with that approach. So do you use your own app in your dating experiences?
Yes, I have in the past, and I will be the guinea pig for the early, when the model comes out in a couple months, and I will continue to use it until I, you know, have some success with it. So that's the hopeful eventual outcome.
Yeah. So is it available for people to use right now?
It is. So we have it on the App Store, but so we have a version on the App Store, but it's not something that we're right now investing in terms of iterating on top of it.
Oh, okay. So then when is the release date of the one that I think you just said there was a release date for one?
Yeah, I think we're going to release it probably just after the election, somewhere early December, I would say. So in that time frame, before Christmas at least.
Okay. And the place where people can find it. Tell everyone how you can find this app.
Yeah, I mean, so we have social media platforms: Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube. But we also you can just find it on the App Store or Google Play. That's the most direct method. We also have a website that have links to the App Store. So.
Yes, so on your website, what is the name of your website?
StarsAlign.co.
StarsAlign.co. All right.
Yes, we're working on the com.
And I noticed on your website you have access to the app, but you also have a blog and a podcast. Tell us a little bit about those. Tell us about your podcast.
So the podcast was kind of a that's a work in progress, and we want to get back to doing that. So we started that around or this past spring, and we had two co-hosts, and we had a bunch of different guests that went on. It's something that we want to do going forward, obviously, but we learned a lot from this, and so we had to sunset it given, where the app was, and it just, from a timing perspective, it just didn't make sense, investment-wise. So, once we're ready with the new product, I think we'll restart the podcast. But it was interesting, and I think it, provided users with a different perspective into what we're trying to do, so. And it was an educational basis for us all as well.
So, and then I noticed you had a mission statement on your website too, and I like your mission statement because you were kind of trying to move from, maybe some people have like a perspective that online dating is more superficial or just based on sex, and you were wanting to your mission is more meaningful and maybe more intuitive, maybe more spiritual. So I appreciated that. We're going to take a break, and we will come right back with our guest, Thomas Rutherford, who has helped to co-found the Stars Align app. You are listening to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information that'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly New Moon Crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChintamaniMatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. and we rejoin our conversation with Thomas Rutherford about his app, his dating app, astrological dating app called StarsAlign.co. So I wanted to just interview, we were talking about missions and, you know, and sort of like the ongoing nature of this compatibility stuff. So I'm dating myself, but way back in the 60s, I went to a sock hop, and the whole thing about it was, it was a dating thing, and there were like a bunch of questions, and you had to do punch cards, and then, you know, the computer would come out, and so then everybody was sort of matched up, and it turned out that not only did my date, or, you know, my match, quote-unquote, like ditch me right away, I noticed that that happened to at least over 50% of the people that were at this dance. So, you know, we've been trying to get that, you know, that app thing going for many, many years. So, Thomas, would you tell us a little bit, continuing about your mission statement, and sort of like what your intention is in putting the compatibility app together?
Yeah, I think what we wanted to solve for really was, you know, if you look at the dating app market and some of the outcomes, this is kind of like a bystander of social media in general, but it's really preying on the negative parts of our psychology and taking advantage of kind of what it's predicated on, you know, this like the kind of Vegas gambling, slot machine, gamification, and so the whole like dating aspect is gamified. So we kind of want to flip the script on that, and you know, we want to change what's creating some of this hookup superficial relationship culture that's been kind of in the past, you know, however many years it has been growing. So we really want to incentivize deeper relationships using astrology, and I think what a friend sent this to me on Instagram actually, that in 1920s Germany, in clubs there would be telephones at tables, so guys who were shy could just call ladies at different tables, and so, you know, there's always been this reticence among people and the social anxiety that people share about going up to one another and facilitating conversations and then getting deeper in those conversations quicker or more quickly. So it's I think astrology is the perfect vessel for that. And, you know, the mission statement is really to incentivize deeper connections leveraging the tool of astrology.
Yeah, it does make a big difference, but it's sort of also to a bit of like you know, when you're measuring out like the of like how compatible are people, it's like, well, also it's like, what do I think is really more important, you know, as far as my intentionality, it's like, what I mean, you're getting down to like the value system. So it's, you know, when you get to that, it's sort of it is more qualitative, because you can't really, it doesn't show up in all the angles and things like that. It suggests it, but then when you ask what it is, then it becomes really clear. It's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot more depth to it. It gives a lot of people it gives people a lot to talk about. So it's, in terms of just having a subject matter from the onset, for people to find commonality and commune on, it's really the perfect vessel. And I think also another thing dating apps is they've created this kind of like checklist mindset where, because of all of the, who you are on paper and how that's portrayed in a profile, people kind of go into dating with this huge checklist where, you know, if the guy doesn't or the girl doesn't or woman doesn't check all the boxes, then, you know, they've already made an assumption in their head or a decision. So it gives somewhat of a playfulness and openness, open-mindedness to dating.
Yeah, I think there needs to, there's definitely the spontaneous thing about discovery, certainly, about it. And the other thing is, no matter how you think about things, you know, it's like, and you're like setting your intention of like, you know, picturing your ideal match, you know, if you get so many details, then you no longer allow for that spontaneity, or you don't, there's no place left to go, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now, does the app like have a space for people to like converse, be, you know, like beforehand, and like discuss their results together?
Yes, I mean, so we have a robust. We're building out these features, but we're going to have a community forum for people to share things with one another on a community basis, something similar to a Reddit. Obviously, we'll have the messaging where people, you know, one-to-one can message. But we wanted to build out something more community-oriented. And I think what would be interesting also, if people wanted to go a little bit deeper, we're thinking about syncing an online calendar so we can have people book astrology appointments with an astrologer to go over their synastry reading more in depth. Which may help them make a decision of whether they want to go on the date or not. Or this could be set after the first date or second date to help them understand maybe challenges they'll have going forward. So.
Yeah, I mean, usually you think about you can go very deeply into astrology, but like, you know, in the beginning you don't want to add too much data to it. But as you get more serious, then you have legitimate questions. It's like, was that just my impression, or is that a pattern that's there?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you think, well, I'd like to get to the bottom of that pattern, whatever that pattern is.
Yeah. I mean, that was when I started educating myself on astrology. I had no idea how in depth it could go. And it's kind of like, I understand why, you know, people devote their lives to this, because it's a lifelong journey of really understanding the subject matter.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as an astrologer, I've seen it helps people work through the problems, or it'll say, you know, like, this is an area that you're going to need some work on. You know, it sort of like shines a light on that, and then, but if you've had some experience together, like beforehand, then you go, yeah, that's right. But this is how it's, you know, it isn't just like a general thing. Money's not going to work. That isn't the thing. It's like money about X or money about Y is the problem.
My brother and his wife, they got a reading together, and I don't think they're necessarily compatible on the surface astrologically, but they were just getting the reading. They saw the challenges they had, and they're like, okay, this is what we could focus on to improve our relationship. And I think overall that's actually been a huge benefit to their relationship. So it's a good example of that.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So I think what we're going to do is pause for a break here, and then we'll return for another session and chat with Thomas. And reminding our guests that you are listening to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page and just email Happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net. Where positive overcomes negative.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChinTamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChinTamaniMatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
ChinTamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly new moon crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChinTamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChinTamaniMatrix.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Gobert's new book, and it is filled with so much information that'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show. And HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. And we are having a conversation with Thomas Rutherford, an entrepreneur who has created the StarsAlign.co dating, astrological dating and relationship. Really, it's a whole number of things. It's an application, but it's like a whole set of knowledge with it. So I'm going to sort of start with, when you go to the website, one of the things you can click on is the astrological, you know, you can get your archetype of what your dating archetype is. And so Happy did that and I did that. Do you want to disclose, Happy, what yours was?
Yes, I'm the charming diplomat. So, you know, I was discussing that with you yesterday, John Dennis, because I was thinking, really, am I? But then I think you talked me into it, because you know so much about my astrological chart, because I do have Venus in my first house, and that probably is got some charm to it. And then I got a moon in Gemini, and so, you know, that brings in communication with other people and stuff like that. So, you know, it probably did relate to me to some degree. Now, John Dennis, you're the intuitive dreamer. How do you feel about your archetype?
See, you know, from that archetype, I'm lucky to be having your coaching conversation at all.
As an intuitive dreamer,
right?
but you've got a Gemini ascendant, and your Venus is in Gemini, so you know your intuitive dreamer can take a break and communicate with humanity.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, but I totally see the intuitive dreamer in you. When you said that to me, I was like, oh yeah, I totally see that. So Thomas, what is your archetype?
So I'm the grounded guardian.
The grounded guardian. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. You know, now I have your chart in front of me because you and I were working on your chart when you were visiting Canyon Ranch and a couple of months ago. But anyway, I mean, you have your sun in Virgo and you got Mars in Virgo near it too. So Mars, you got like a Mars and sun conjunction in Virgo. So I can see that. Plus, you have an ascendant in Scorpio too. So, you know. But, you know, in your chart, you've got like this Moon-Venus conjunction in Libra, which to me gives you this absolute desire to find your soulmate.
Yeah, yeah. So I could be a little bit of a charming diplomat as well.
And then in your chart, I remember you and I talking about this, you've got like this trine to your north node. Your moon and your Venus are trining your north node, and that right there kind of tells me, it's kind of in the third house too, it's kind of telling me you have this strong desire to even, like, it's almost a life mission for you to help other people find love, find their soulmate, and look what you're doing.
Yeah. I feel that. You know, I could never have predicted this path, but I'm glad I'm on it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and so, like you were mentioning earlier in the show about, like the loss of that relationship and probably the heartbreak that goes with that, but the very fact that that happened to you in your life puts you on this journey of, like, how do I find my person? How do I find love in my life again? You know, you would have never done that if that breakup had never occurred.
Yeah, it's been really interesting, and I've learned a ton about myself and the process. And you know, I'm still learning. It's a lifelong adventure, but I think it's really led me on this journey of wanting to build something that, you know, people could really benefit from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to remind our listeners that if you go to the website, you can click on the dating archetype yourself and just fill in your astrological data, you know, birthplace, birth time, birth date, and your name. But, you know, you don't even have to put your name in, really. And then you'll get back the archetype, in a sense. And if you want more data, you could buy a more complete astrological look at it. But do you want to talk a little bit more about that app, Thomas?
Yeah. So this is essentially what we have on our website, and it's a little bit of, we employed around 6 writers last fall to write us a bunch of content, and this is within the whole Sun Houses, the house system. And, you know, it's also around, you know, like I mentioned earlier, ruler of the first, fifth, and seventh. So first is about yourself, fifth, more about like just sex and, potential, and then the seventh is relationship. And we also give detail on just the first, fifth, seventh house, and then, all the signs associated, with those. So it's, what we wanted to do. And this is based on your birth info, so all the information is accurate, particularly to that birth event data. What we wanted to do is delineate into 4 distinct houses or 4 distinct dating archetypes, kind of like the inspiration is kind of like Harry Potter. But obviously we're, you know, being a little bit constrained by there being 4 elements. I think we could branch it out into maybe like 16 or so, just depending on some other factors. But right now we have 4 distinct archetypes. So we have the passionate trailblazer, the grounded guardian, charming diplomat, and the intuitive dreamer. One has to do with fire, so and it's related to your sun sign as well. So if your sun is Sagittarius, Leo, Aries, your passionate trailblazer. So my son is Virgo. I'm, you know, grounded guardian, and then happy. You're the charming diplomat, and then John, intuitive dreamer. So happy. You must have air, and then John, I'm assuming water for your son.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we have a package to go a little bit deeper, and that unlocks all the content that we have written for. So it goes very in-depth astrologically into your birth chart and so with that framework of the archetype.
Yeah, that's it's great. Well, it's also very helpful because it tells you how to do how you kind of connect. And I worked for a company once who hired a management consultant who just did the research about what your management style was, and it fell into the four elements. You know, so the weird thing was at the end, as an astrologer, I could tell beforehand, looking at people's charts, what their number one, number two, number three, and number four, style would be. So, you can go to that level.
Yeah, honestly. In terms of the subtitles, we tell you what drives your love and romance, how you can create pleasures, art, and joy. What you're attracted to, the nature of your partnerships, and how you form partnerships. So it's pretty interesting stuff.
Well, I would advise all of our listeners to travel to the website and just explore it for yourself, if to do nothing more than get that. But there's a lot of really interesting things there, and certainly if you are looking for a relationship, you can get some data and some insight and some guidance. From this, and I want to thank you, Thomas, for talking with us today and sharing, your life's journey and what you're doing with it. And I want to remind everyone that they've been listening to the Crystal Quest Show with Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChinTamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChinTamaniMatrix.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
ChinTamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly New Moon Crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChinTamaniMatrix.com. And while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChinTamaniMatrix.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. ChinTamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information that'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of ChinTamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChinTamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChinTamaniMatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email Happy. That's at ChinTamaniMatrix.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show with Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. We are going to next turn our attention to the Crystal of the Month, which is connected to the 10th degree of Scorpio, And so if you have any planets there, so if you're a Libra, a Scorpio, or a Sagittarius, you'd be very likely to have something connected to this. So Scorpio is the sign of great intensity and great depth. It's a water sign. It's fixed. It's planetary ruler. The modern one is Pluto. The old ruler, when there was just seven, was Mars, and it's connected to like three archetypes: the scorpion, the eagle, and then the transcendent one, the dove. So there's a lot of like practicality and really great judgment that's in this, like a judgment of other people's characters, particularly, or judgment of what's actually happening in the world. So, and what's happening behind the scenes, that you aren't being told. So the crystal that's connected with it is one that we went over last month. We did tourmaline, but it was indicolite, which was the blue one, the blue tourmaline. But this month, this degree is dravite, which is a brown tourmaline. So, Happy, would you like explain a little bit what gives the color and also what the brown tourmaline can do?
Oh, yes. Thank you, John Dennis. And I just wanted to also mention before we get into the dravite tourmaline is Thomas, who we're just talking to earlier in the show, he just texted me and said that he's offering a promo code on his website, starsaline.co, a promo code so that people can get some temporary free access to some of the other features on the website. So the promo code is actually my first name, Happy, H-A-P-I. So it's a four-letter promo code, Happy, H-A-P-I. Just want to mention that. Before we end the show. I think it's really interesting that now we've moved into Scorpio and that we're still connected to tourmaline. I think that there is a bigger message coming in from the universe about this. I know when we were talking about in the last show, the blue tourmaline, I was mentioning how, these tourmaline crystals can grow in hexagonal shapes. It is a trigonal crystal, but it can grow in hexagonal shapes. And hexagons are about bringing supreme order out of chaos. It's considered this extremely stable form in nature. Like even bees grow in their building their hives, they have hexagonal shapes. So it's about it's about order. And so when you're dealing with a hexagonal shaped crystal, it is about order. And I think right now, this year, we've been seeing a lot of chaotic energies. I think all of us are feeling a lot of chaos. And so I think this is why tourmaline is really coming to the forefront, being connected to these angles in astrology. It's like bringing some stability and some order, maybe some earthing, some grounding into all this change that we're experiencing. So with change, when we were dealing with change, I think we've kind of feel chaotic. And so this is about bringing some stability into the order. So now, of course, there's tourmaline comes in many colors. The watermelon tourmaline tends to be green, pinkish, or red. And then there's blue tourmalines, there's Kariba tourmalines, yellow, pink tourmalines. And so the dravite tourmaline is brown. In fact, it's usually a very dark brown. It's kind of root beer colored. Visually, it may not be the most exciting tourmaline. It's not eye candy. But what I love about brown tourmaline is that it's a great comfort stone. When I hold this crystal, I feel like it's calming me down. I feel like it's grounding me. It feels nurturing to me. So dravite tourmaline has a lot of magnesium in it, and that's what's causing some of the color. Is its magnesium content. And not all other tourmalines necessarily have this level of magnesium in them. And I think that's one of the reasons why it feels comfortable to hold is that the nerve endings in your skin are actually interacting with the magnesium content. So think of this stone as being calming, nurturing. And then the color itself is kind of reminding me of smoky quartz, so because it's brown. So it's also going to be very earthing and grounding. Now, this is very useful crystal for people who have a lot of Scorpio in them. The Scorpio is a very intense water sign, so it's very intense emotionally. And so bringing in crystals that would be more, bring in earth, the earth element, is going to be more stabilizing and more nurturing for the intensity of the emotions dealing with the Scorpio. So think of this as like kind of bringing in energy from the polar opposite sign of Scorpio, which is Taurus. And I think of tourmaline as being very Taurian. So very deep earth, very grounding, stabilizing. And these are good qualities for anybody with a lot of Scorpio in their chart to tune into. There's some other signs that this crystal would be good for. I think anybody with a lot of water in their chart, so say lots of Cancer, Pisces, anybody going through a lot of change or in a crisis in their life and they need more like stability and comfort, I think these would be very useful. And probably, you know, anyone who needs more earthing and grounding, you know, excessive air in a chart, this would be very grounding. Or excessive fire, which would cause like a lot of, like say, heat or impatience, this would have also a calming effect on the nervous system. So, I think this is a crystal would be useful for a wide variety of astrological types and signs, and especially right now since we're dealing with, you know, there's a lot of crises going on, a lot of people are dealing with change. So, I can't think of anyone who couldn't use extra magnesium just for helping with sleep and calming down the nervous system, plus dealing with all the change on the planet. These are great crystals. In fact, as I'm talking, I'm getting this idea is I should take some brown tourmaline and actually create a grid. Create a grid, help with, you know, with the intention of providing stability not only in my life but the lives of others and on the planet too. So these would be excellent crystals for that.
Thank you very much. And if you want to read more about that, Happy and I author a blog which can be accessed at ChintamaniMatrix.com. It's a monthly blog, and it talks about many of the or all the crystals that we discuss on the show. So thank you for all listeners, for everyone who's been here at the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.